Science and Technology.
The Herculaneum Papyri. They're on a roll. Efforts to use AI to decipher ancient Roman scrolls have paid off.
I can't believe it worked, says Nat Friedman, co-founder of the Vesuvius Challenge, which offered $1 million in prizes to anyone who could use artificial intelligence, AI, to decipher papyrus rolls carbonized by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 AD. But work it did. On February 5th, Mr. Friedman awarded $700,000 to three computer science students, Luke Farriter, Yusuf Nada, and Julian Schilliger, for successfully extracting four passages of text, each at least 140 characters long and with at least 85% of the characters legible, from a scroll known as Banana Boy. The scroll was found in a Roman villa in Herculaneum, thought to have belonged to the father-in-law of Julius Caesar. Along with hundreds of others, it was damaged in the eruption that also buried nearby Pompeii. Heat turned the scrolls into brittle charcoal logs, which disintegrated when efforts were made to unroll them physically. So attention shifted towards finding ways to unwrap them virtually, through computer analysis of 3D scans made using X-rays. This turned deciphering the scrolls into a complex software problem. Virtual unrolling is a two-stage process pioneered by W. Brent Seals at the University of Kentucky. The first stage, called segmentation, involves tracing the edges of the rolled-up papyrus sheets inside the 3D scan, then extracting 2D images of the scroll's surface. The second stage, ink detection, analyzes the resulting images to pluck the ink of the scroll's text from the papyrus background. This is particularly tricky for the Herculaneum scrolls, which are written in carbon-based ink, which provides little contrast. Dr. Seals, along with Mr. Friedman and Daniel Gross, two technology entrepreneurs, thought AI techniques might help and launched a prize challenge to find out. A community of thousands of enthusiasts has since developed a range of tools and tricks to speed up the fiddly process. In October 2023, Mr. Farriter and Mr. Nada won smaller prizes for independently extracting the first legible word, papyrus, which means purple in ancient Greek, from the Banana Boy scroll, named because of its size and shape. The two students then teamed up and, joined by Mr. Schilliger, further improved the machine learning technique involved in ink detection. By manually labelling areas known to be ink, they could train a neural network to find more of them. These were fed back into the model to improve its detection abilities. Mr. Nada also switched the neural network to a novel architecture called a timesformer, which produced sharper results. Mr. Schilliger, meanwhile, devised a tool to automate more of the segmentation process, much of which must still be done manually. The trio were awarded the prize after an assessment of the entries by a team of papyrologists. Three runners-up will receive smaller prizes of $50,000 each. The winning entry revealed 15 columns of text written in Greek. Reading it was mind-blowing, says Federica Nicolardi, a papyrologist at the University of Naples Federico II, who was one of the judges. The text is thought to be a previously unknown work on pleasure by Philodemus, an Epicurean philosopher who lived in Herculaneum. Mr. Friedman now wants to scale up the whole process. With ink detection solved, he says, the bottleneck is now segmentation. Mr. Schilliger has agreed to make his software open source and to collaborate with others to improve it. Further prizes are being offered as an incentive. Mr. Friedman, meanwhile, aims to scan more scrolls using the Diamond Light Source, a particle accelerator in Britain, and to standardise the scanning process. That will cost money. Having given out $1.2 million in prizes, Mr. Friedman is looking for other backers. He hopes deciphering ancient scrolls will lead to the rediscovery of lost works. Each scroll is a mystery box, he says, and ultimately revive interest in further excavating the Herculaneum Villa, which may contain thousands more.